This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is again defending the levels of coronavirus testing across the nation. He tweeted this morning that the U.S. has tested more people than any other country and argued the media does nothing but complain. States are beginning to reopen as the coronavirus pandemic pushes into another month. Many states are taking a very cautious approach, though, with no changes planned until leaders are confident their outbreak is easing. On the U.S. economy and when it might bounce back, President Trump said at a briefing last evening,
"You're going to see a big rise in the third, but you're going to see an incredible fourth quarter, and you're going to have an incredible next year."
Stocks surging at the opening bell today on Wall Street. The Dow up more than 350 points at times a day after finishing more than 350 points higher at the close. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer saying the Trump administration has been, in his words, an abject failure at implementing the bipartisan measures Congress had passed to try to help fight the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking on MSNBC this morning, he said when Congress returns next week, there should be oversight hearings to question how the policies have been implemented. Ohio's postponed primary is set to happen today, a mail-in-only election. During this ongoing coronavirus outbreak, the original election date was March 17th. But Governor Mike DeWine and the state's health department slammed the door on that because of the growing public health emergency. Hot dog maker Nathan's Famous, the latest big company to return a Paycheck Protection Program loan. The New York-based company had received a loan of about $1.2 million to that popular small business aid program. Now, this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Federal lawmakers are heading back to D.C. soon. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The House and Senate will return to Washington, D.C. next Monday after an extended recess amid the coronavirus pandemic. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will modify its routines but will not try to legislate long distance anymore. Now, when it comes to the House and Senate working on another stimulus package, according to White House economic advisor Kevin Hazlitt, it has to be a bipartisan bill.
To get to that last phase, the growth phase, Larry Kudlow calls it, then we're going to need more legislation. For the next 3 or 4 months, there's going to be so much startlingly bad economic data because of the shutdown that I think that policymakers, like they have been, should be able to come together in a bipartisan way and make, you know, smart moves.
Hazlitt speaking outside the White House. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Pentagon is declassifying three previously leaked top-secret Navy videos that show what it refers to as unexplained aerial phenomena. They were released to, in the words of a Navy official, clear up misconceptions by the public on whether or not the footage that has been circulating was real or whether or not there's more to the videos. However, the phenomena is still listed as unidentified. The videos captured what fighter pilots saw on their video sensors during training flights in 2004 and 2015. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. No 8-second sound bites here, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the experts for you so that we can go deep into the topics so that, look, at when you go to have a discussion, whatever it is about COVID-19, could be Iran, could be Bible prophecy, we want to make sure that you have all the facts as much as possible. With us right now is Dr. Mark Hitchcock, associate professor at Dallas Theological Seminary. He's authored over 30 books related to biblical end times prophecy, and it's been a while since he's been on the show, and he's always a welcome guest here, so it's good to hear Mark once again. Mark Hitchcock, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for having me back again. I really appreciate it.
Well, we're going to talk about your new book, Showdown with Iran. Lest we forget, boy, we're surrounded by many enemy forces, COVID-19 and what has been thrust upon our country by the CCP with, no help from the WHO and other globalist interests. But meanwhile, Iran is still rattling their swords, trying to come close to our Navy ships out in the Gulf and trying to harass. And supposedly there was a directive by President Trump. I say supposedly because since then there's been, some discussion whether or not the president actually gave orders to shoot down these boats that are harassing these Navy ships.
Well, that's right. There's some controversy about whether he tweeted that or not, but it's consistent with what he would say. And it is interesting; they haven't been harassing our ship since then. So I think they believe it. That it really happened. But yeah, they also fired off the first military satellite that they supposedly put in orbit. Now, again, some people say it was unsuccessful. Others say it was successful. We don't know for sure, but it's still, whether it's successful or not, it shows that's what they're trying to do. And, of course, the kind of rocket that shoots a satellite into space is the same kind of rocket you can put a nuclear warhead on or basically reach anywhere on Earth.
Right.
So, yeah, they're a dangerous place. And with all the COVID stuff going on, they've been ravaged by it in Iran. We don't know how bad it is because it's such a closed society. But, they could use that as well to kind of get focus off of how bad that is in their culture by lashing out at the U.S. And, we've got a couple of our larger ships that are kind of set aside as well because of the COVID-19 problem. So, it's kind of an interesting time when, you know, we're kind of, you take your eye off the ball and you're focused on other things for bad actors like Iran to kind of rise to the surface and try to cause a lot of problems.
Well, I think that maybe some in the mainstream media, because they're the ones that follow, you know, the shiny objects, and they get off focus. But I'm not convinced that Donald Trump is, is dissuaded or that his eye is not on the ball. Because keep in mind, while he was in the middle of all this impeachment harassment that was going on, he was keeping an eye on what was going on with China and made some deliberate decisions that I believe saved, possibly thousands and if not hundreds of thousands of lives for, you know, some of the decisions that he made in being so deliberate on this. And along with it, I don't think he's let go of, keeping an eye on Iran. We've got a military that sees their nuclear ambitions. He definitely stirred up a hornet's nest when he said, look, at the deal's off. We're going to make sure you do not go nuclear. And the pressure has been on. And to your earlier point, even before all this, Iran was in a lot of trouble financially, economically, because you had the natives that were restless. I mean, they were revolting in the streets of Iran going, you know, get us out of this mess. And they're looking to the leadership and realize their leadership has failed. And the only thing they can hang on to is this idea that America is just treating them so unfairly and they wouldn't be suffering like this if it wasn't for America and Israel.
No, that's right. Yeah, that's right. You know, blame us for everything like that. But, you know, I say take our eye off the ball, though. I think it's what I mean referring to is just our press and everyone else. You know, I've seen a few articles that, you know, last thing we need to do is get into conflict with Iran right now with all this COVID going on. That's kind of what the press is about. You know what I mean? And so,
right.
You know, they don't really care what happens, as long as they can bash him but they don't want to see us do anything like that. They don't want to see us do it anyway, but now they can use this as an excuse. Well, hey, we got all this bigger problem, you know, so let's don't worry about Iran right now. But yeah, President Trump has withdrawn some of our troops off some of the bases there as well, which I think will, you know, lower their antagonism against us a little bit because of, you know, they're hitting these bases and, you know, in danger of killing American troops. So we pulled a few people out of Iraq, but it's a hotbed over there. You've got, you know, American troops there in Iraq. You've got, of course, Iran right now is in Syria. Mm-hmm. They've gone there to kind of bolster the regime of Assad. And of course, that means they're right on Israel's northern border. You know,
exactly.
Iran is. Mm-hmm. And of course, in Lebanon, they have Hezbollah, which is one of their proxies that is, an inveterate enemy of Israel. And so,
and they're firing missiles into the Holy Land. I mean, thousands, we don't hear about it, but, you know, it'd be thousands every day. They're firing missiles into Israel, right?
No, that's right. And then they have Islamic Jihad down in the Gaza Strip, down in that area. So, you know, they have Israel almost surrounded, really. And, it's just a matter of time. Yeah, I would say with Iran and Israel and the United States, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Exactly.
And it's something that's going to happen, and we don't know what's going to set it off, but it's a tinderbox, and it's just, you know, one spark can set it off very quickly.
Exactly. Well, in God's time, that's for sure, Dr. Hitchcock, because as you've been studying Bible prophecy for decades, I think you were one of the first interviews I had when I was in Los Angeles at the time. And, I just appreciated your insight, and it was quite the tutorial because of all that you understood about Bible prophecy. And I have followed your lead ever since in studying these things. Because these things, as you say, it's not if, it's inevitable. I mean, God has it. He's planned it out. We know with Bible prophecy about, you know, 66%, 70%. Of what God has said is going to happen has happened. He's batting 1,000%. And as I tell people, what do you think the chances are that the remaining third is not going to be fulfilled at the same percentage?
That's right. I mean, that's what we have. And, of course, Ezekiel 38 and 39, two great chapters in the Old Testament, they tell us about a coalition of nations that's going to invade the nation of Israel when the Jewish people have been regathered to their land. Well, you know, starting in 1948, there were 6% of the Jews in the world in Israel. Now it's over 40%. And we see the coalition of nations of Russia, Iran, Turkey, Libya, these various nations that are mentioned in Ezekiel 38, these ancient place names, and the modern counterparts of them are in these nations that we see that basically are forming alliances with one another, even as we speak. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says they're going to come against Israel in the last days. So, you know, it reads like today's headlines, and we think about this was written over 2,500 years ago.
Exactly.
So it really is an incredible validation, apologetic, a proof for the veracity of the Word of God, of Scripture.
Mm-hmm. And the Word of God says the hooks will be put in their jaws, they'll be drawn to Israel in some cases. And you see how Israel is flourishing. I had an opportunity to visit Israel a couple of years ago, Mark, and it is amazing when you look upon that land and to see how God has blessed Israel and is blessing Israel again. It's no wonder. And then, of course, with some natural resources that have been found right offside the coast there that is very rich. It has the Russians chomping at the bit, and maybe those are those hooks the Bible's talking about. We've got more from Dr. Hitchcock on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're visiting with Dr. Mark Hitchcock, who's authored more than 30 books related to Bible prophecy. Mark, help me out here. I mean, you were an attorney, right?
I was, yes, back in the mid-80s, yes.
Right. So you're an attorney, and then you you get your doctorate in theology from Dallas Theological Seminary. What was it about Bible prophecy that caused you to say, well, this is my focus? I mean, it seems to be Bible prophecy and the legal profession somehow seem to go hand in glove. In my perspective, does it?
Well, I was a lawyer, and then I pastored a church here in Edmond, Oklahoma for 28 years. My wife and I and family have been here. It's been great, wonderful church, Faith Bible Church.
Yes.
And I'm also an associate professor at Dallas Seminary, so I drive back and forth there and teach. But what really got me interested in prophecy was that to understand the Bible. Yeah, because about almost a third of the Bible, 28% of the Bible was prophecy at the time it was written.
Right.
So to me, I realized, look, I'm not going to understand the Bible if I don't understand prophecy.
Exactly.
So really my love for prophecy really just comes out of and springs out of my love for the Bible.
Mm.
So it's not so much that I have this, you know, sensational idea about prophecy, but it helps you put the Bible together and really understand where we've been, where we're going. And so that's really what it is. It's just it's a love for the Word of God, and so much of it's prophecy. So I love prophecy.
Exactly. And here, as we were talking off air, you just got back from Israel. Just made it underneath the quarantine wires to get back home. What an ordeal! Over 50 people to visit Israel. And I keep sharing with people who have not been to Israel. You talk about bringing the Bible to life. I mean, it is a whole another appreciation for the Word of God when you're actually there in the Holy Land, right?
Well, no, it is. That was my sixth time to go to Israel, and that's always a blessing. But what was strange this trip is we left right as the coronavirus thing was kind of getting going, and we came back to a different world.
Wow.
I mean, it was, you know, trying to get back was difficult with all the flights. I mean, it was a wild trip, great trip, but it was crazy at the end. And yeah, it was just that it just shows you it highlighted to me how quickly things can change in our modern world. I mean, it was night and day from when we left to when we got back. We're just gone 2 weeks.
Wow. Amazing. Well, we were going to talk. Well, we still are. We're going to talk about your new book, Showdown with Iran. But you told me you've got another new book, which is, I mean, back to back here. And so that's a good reason for us to stay connected, because we want to talk about your next new book on the Corona crisis. Right.
Yes, I wrote a book when I got back from Israel. We wrote it, you know, just kind of worked on it every day, all day, night and day. It's called Corona Crisis, and the subtitle is Plagues, Pandemics, and the Coming Apocalypse. So I wanted to look at what does the Bible say about plagues and pandemics. So I think people will find the book, you know, it's a biblical, non-sensational look at, you know, what does the Bible say about plagues, pandemics, and the end time? Because it does mention them. Clearly, Jesus mentions them. John mentions them. What does the Bible say about that? And what should our response be? How should we be living in light of this? A lot of practical information in it. So that book is available on Amazon. It's going to be out in a couple of weeks. So that's a real good primer, I think, on what's going on prophetically with this coronavirus.
Well, without a doubt, especially as much time as people are spending at home and reading and catching up on reading. And, you know, it's no sooner do I finish a book, I realize I've got, you know, 12 more to go. They just keep on coming, but definitely making the most of the downtime. But, you know, we want to maximize, you know, this opportunity and this downtime that we have, and we also realize, I mean, with you being a pastor, is that we're getting the results from Barna and other resources that are indicating that online viewership of people attending church and mass across the country has gone through the roof.
Well, no, that's true. I mean, we saw that on Easter Sunday at our church. It's unbelievable the number of devices that were there. And, you know, Greg Laurie, I think you probably know who Greg Laurie is.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
In California. He said that he thought more people were probably watching services on Easter Sunday, this Easter Sunday of 2020, than any Easter in history.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably true. That's an amazing thing to think about, how, you know, a crisis like this is bringing people indoors. People are searching for answers. They're watching services. We have people all over the world watching our services at our church now. I mean, it's incredible. We have a better, farther reach we've ever had. So it really is it's amazing how, you know, God does bring good out of bad and good out of evil. So
without a doubt. Mark, are we on a revival trajectory? I was speaking with Franklin Graham and another one of his associates, Tom Phillips, with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. And, you know, the consensus is that as a result of all this fear that has been whipped up, as you said, the evil one, what the evil one means for bad, you know, God can turn to good. And whenever there has been a revival, as Charles Finney says, it happens when it's needed most, and it also happens in the valleys of the shadow of death. And we have been in those valleys, and we're realizing that God is faithful, and he's bringing us through the other side, restoring our souls. But the byproduct of this is going to be, I believe, I think we're on a brink of a revival that, of just huge magnitude right now.
Well, yeah, no one knows, but I mean, certainly all the ingredients are in place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think there may be a lot more people coming to Christ right now than we know about. You know, people are kind of holed up, so they're, you know, no one's, you know, they're not walking aisles or filling out cards or whatever. So, you know, it could be that many people are coming to Christ right now that we don't even, you know, we don't have any record of. We're not going to know till the church is kind of, we're able to open and people come pouring in and say, hey, you know, I got saved listening to this program or whatever. So, you know, the one thing we do know for sure always, though, is that God is at work.
Amen.
You know, God is always at work. God is always seeking and saving that which is lost. And again, I hope that we are on the brink of that. That would be incredible in our country at this time to see something like that happen. It'd be exciting to be a part of that as believers.
Exactly.
I pray that it will happen. And, again, all we can do is keep ourselves revived. You know?
Amen.
And
exactly.
You know, God.
Yeah. I tell people, go be a revival of one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
exactly.
Draw a circle around yourself and say, let it begin here. So that's all we can do. And then it's up to God what he does in and through us then.
Right. Well, in Showdown with Iran, your new book, before your next new book that we want to talk about, clearly Iran is still headed to wiping out Israel off the map. That is not that is still a determined objective on their part, right?
Well, it is, you know, and just back in January, you know, the U.S., which President Trump killed, you know, the Qassem Soleimani, you know, the general, the Iranian general, but he was the head of what's called the Quds Force. Well, the word Quds in their language means it's a reference to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
So think about this. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps has one of their main operations called the Quds Force. It's Jerusalem, because that's their ultimate goal, is to take Jerusalem. So that's not changed. They want to wipe Israel off the face of the map. They want Jerusalem back in their hands, in Islamic hands. And that's the ultimate end game that they have. And, you know, that's what Ezekiel 38 and 39 says. All these Islamic nations plus Russia are going to come in the end times to do that. And what we see today is setting the stage for it. What we see today is not the fulfillment of it, but we see the stage setting or the buildup that's happening to what the Bible predicts.
Yeah. Well, and Jesus warned us. He said, look, you guys can figure out the signs when the weather's changing. You need to figure this out as well, right?
That's right, yeah. You know, they were great meteorologists back then, but they couldn't figure out the signs of the times. And, of course, Jesus was referring then to the signs of his first coming. You know, the signs were everywhere that he was the Messiah, and they couldn't figure it out. And in the same way today, we see signs of his second coming, and many people are blind to it, not disinterested, although there's a poll that just came out recently. 44% of America believe this could be a sign of God's judgment or a sign of the end times. So, you know, a lot of people now, I think there's a lot more people interested in prophecy than there were a couple of months ago.
Mark, what do you want people to take away from Showdown with Iran? We got about 40 seconds left.
Well, I want them to see that the Bible is the Word of God. God predicts things before they happen. The Bible's true. And so if it's true about prophecy, it's true about how it tells us to live our lives. And we need to live today with a sense of urgency. Not fanaticism, but urgency about our own lives to live for Christ and a sense of urgency to tell others about Jesus before it's too late.
Dr. Mark Hitchcock has been with us. His book, Showdown with Iran, available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website, and we're also going to look forward to having him back to talk about his next new book out in a couple of weeks, and I guess you can pre-order it now at Amazon, The Corona Crisis. Boy, perfect time to have that book on your shelf and in your hands. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is again defending the levels of coronavirus testing across the nation. He tweeted this morning that the U.S. has tested more people than any other country and argued the media does nothing but complain. States are beginning to reopen as the coronavirus pandemic pushes into another month. Many states are taking a very cautious approach, though, with no changes planned until leaders are confident their outbreak is easing. On the U.S. economy and when it might bounce back, President Trump said at a briefing last evening.
You're going to see a big rise in the third, but you're going to see an incredible fourth quarter, and you're going to have an incredible next year.
Stocks surging at the opening bell today on Wall Street. The Dow up more than 350 points at times a day after finishing more than 350 points higher at the close. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome to the Good Fight, ladies and gentlemen. If this country's going to get back on track, it's going to be because we the people deem it so. And, boy, I'll tell you, the challenge is before us. Are we going to reclaim our country, or are we just going to fall victim to the globalists and those that want to feed us with a bunch of false news and false numbers to keep us fearful, blind-boxed, and begging and looking to the government? I mean, you're starting, you know, for these kids that thought that socialism is the way to go. You're getting a little preview here of socialism in action with our government and the certain actions specifically that they've been taking regarding this pandemic. Nick Adams joins us now, best-selling Australian author, columnist, and commentator, serves as a Centennial Institute Policy Fellow at Colorado Christian University. Nick, good to have you back with us. It's been a long time, but we've got a lot of things to catch up on.
Bill, it has been a long time. I always enjoyed speaking with you previously, and I'm looking forward to joining you and your listeners again now.
Well, I want to talk about your new book, but before we get into that, I want to get your read on what the media and, you know, maybe other people are missing in terms of the leadership of one Donald Trump.
Look, I think Donald Trump's the greatest president that we've ever had. I think he's doing a magnificent job in fighting this invisible enemy. I think he's showing incredible leadership qualities and traits that are helping us get through this pandemic. I think that what he's been able to achieve day in and day out, Bill, despite all of his enemies, so many of them working around the clock to stop it. Of course, I'm referring to the media, Democrats, Never Trumpers, Iran, China, the deep state, just to mention a few. I think he's taking them all on and he's winning. And I think this president's going to not only win again, Bill, I think he's going to win even bigger than what he did.
Well, when you consider, excuse me, that's the way I felt even before all this, you know, all this bad news that's been piling on against the proposed Democratic nominee, Joe Biden. I mean, this sex scandal that's gone on. I mean, obviously, there seems to be some mental impairment that is getting progressive here. It's like, wow, what? I mean, the Democrats have said, oh, there's no way we're going to have a brokered convention, but they may end up with one by default because, I mean, Joe Biden looks rather feeble, does he not?
He most certainly does, Bill, and he's hiding in his basement. You don't see him, but he's not hiding because of a pandemic. He's hiding because of Tara Reid.
Yes.
I mean, it's increasingly obvious that this is a story that has got more legs than what most initially thought. It's exposing the great hypocrisy and double standard of the left. And I think that's just the least of his problems, to be honest with you. I mean, they don't call him Beijing Biden for no reason. His relationship, his son's relationship with China, with the Ukraine, with other places all around the world, all of this is going to come to light. And compared to the 45th president of the United States, I don't think Joe Biden's got a chance, Bill. Mm-hmm. I mean, the president's a butt kicker. And not
yes.
a butt kisser, and Joe
right.
Biden's been a butt kisser all his life.
Exactly. Well, the thing that concerns me, Nick, is that the Democrats are all in to make sure that they're going to do everything they can to keep Donald Trump, you know, from being reelected. He got elected. They were shocked. So then from day one, even before he went into the Oval Office, they have been on a relentless discrediting, you know, campaign. We had to endure the Mueller investigation, Russian collusion, impeachment. It has been one thing after another. And then in the middle, just for fun, let's throw in Brett Kavanaugh, which comes back into focus because of the Tara Reid story that's breaking out and demonstrating the clear hypocrisy of the left.
Yes, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, the left have been constantly, continually, and consistently snipping at the heels of this president. But the problem is that this president isn't some puppy that they can easily kind of catch and corral into doing their own thing. Our president's a lion, and he's got them at every single turn, Bill. He really does. Every single time they start throw something at him, he's playing chess when they're playing checkers.
Exactly.
If you just have a look at this invisible enemy. I mean, Trump's been right the whole way through. He was right about the number of ventilators. He was right about hydroxychloroquine. He was right about the numbers receding when the warmer weather would come. He's been right from the outset.
Well, and stopping travel from China. And he was harassed even by his inner circle saying, bad move, this is going to be, you know, they're going to throw a race card on you, which they did. And then in retrospect, even Dr. Fauci had to admit that that was a smart move by this determined president.
Exactly, yeah. Banning travel to China was a bold move. It was roundly criticized, as you correctly pointed out, Bill, by his own staff, but even more prominently by people like Nancy Pelosi that decided to do the you know, the Chinese moonwalk through Chinatown in San Francisco and talk wax lyrical about the miracles of fried rice.
Yeah.
And this president had the foresight. He had the testicular fortitude to do something about it. And that's why we are in a much better position than what we would have been.
Exactly. And he continues to fight this this fake news narrative. The numbers that have been juiced, as you said earlier, Nick, we were told, I mean, we had visions of, you know, hundreds if not thousands of body bags lying there in Manhattan with people, you know, dying because they didn't have ventilators. And not only that, but across the United States, hundreds of thousands of death as a result of all this. And we're finding out, you know, we got worked. And in getting worked, we shut down our economy. We shut down this country. We have overstressed the American people beyond measure. And we're very fortunate that it hasn't gotten worse. And this is why, especially in these blue state these blue state governors have got to be decisive and considerate of their own citizens and liberate them, because we need to return back to our North Star, which is based on our U.S. Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. If not, then get ready. There's going to be a revolt of unmeasured consideration here, because the people have had it. They realize they have been lied to. Things have been misrepresented. You know, people, you know, for the most case here in the United States are very considerate. We're reasonable people. We're logical. We're going to exercise common sense. Nobody's going to go outside their homes and start hugging people and hanging around in droves and looking for a stadium that they can go watch a football game at.
Bill, there's a reason why your listeners love you, and I love you as well, because everything you've just said is absolutely spot on. You've nailed it. People are going to be sensible. We do need to return to normal. I don't want to return to some new normal where, you know, no one wants to shake your hand, and we're all, I think eventually all of that is going to subside, and we can go back to making money and having a good time and living life.
Right.
Because right now, all of that has been yanked from underneath us, and these are trying and dark times. But I tell you what, I'm really grateful that this president has been optimistic and as sunny as he could be under the circumstances, because that's given me hope. Now, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio can come out and say that the president's peddling false optimism, and Wolf Blitzer can accuse him of belittling the enormity of the crisis and all of that kind of stuff. But I tell you what, this president, in reminding us of sunnier times, both past and present, has given us hope, has given us assuredness, has given us confidence, has given us calm. When he says that he's built up the economy once before and he'll do it again, we feel more confident in a time when we need comfort.
Nick, this is what leadership looks like. Not leading from behind, but being in front. And when you lead in front, you're not going to get 100% agreement. He understands that. But I congratulate him on his firmness to stand on what he believes in. Nick Adams, more from him after this.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level-term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Let me tell you, it's our honor to be here with you every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I mean that sincerely, because this battle for the truth rages on, ladies and gentlemen, because we've let go of the truth and bought into the big lie that it's relative. I mean, this is where we are right now. And what kind of legacy are we leaving to our children, built on a foundation of lies and false truths and an era of fake news and all that we've been exposed to? I tell my children all the time, experience defines preference. We've got a lot of experience under our belt now, and we need to start choosing wisely and even more wisely than before, because the enemy is no longer existential. The enemy is here within our very boundaries. Nick Adams is with us, the best-selling and commentator, and we're talking about his new book, Trump and Churchill, Defenders of Western Civilization. Nick says, and I agree with him, that Trump will be the 21st century Churchill, the defenders of Western civilization. Nick, congratulations on this book. First of all, let me say, I don't know why, but I'm always drawn to the dedication page of a book. And my heart really went toward you when you wrote that you dedicated this book to my parents for giving me unending support and always putting me first. I know I am your legacy, and that means more to me than you'll ever know. I love you. Wow. I just, you know, it's very touching. I appreciate that.
Well,
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you bringing it up. Look, my parents are a very big part of my life, and everything that I've been able to achieve has been because of them. Mm-hmm. I'm a single child, an only child, and I had stage 4 cancer as a little boy. So my parents and I have been through a lot together, and they invested in me, and they told me to go out and chase every dream and every opportunity and live life to its fullest after overcoming such early adversity. And that's mm-hmm. very much something that I decided to go ahead and do. And, you know, who knew one day I'd wake up and be able to go on the Bill Martinez show.
Hey, I was going to say, here you are talking to the one and only. And it's definitely an honor. And I know your parents are proud of you, you know, for the legacy that in their name that you continue. This book, Trump and Churchill, Defenders of Western Civilization. What motivated you? What did you see that demanded that you write this book?
Well, a man like President Trump, Bill, consequential, unique, historic, has existed in the past. President Trump and Winston Churchill are the two greatest leaders in world history. Churchill conquered the Axis powers. President Trump is conquering the swamp. Mm. And their unorthodox approach, Bill, to domestic and international relations rescued Western civilization. Look, on the surface, Churchill and Trump, profoundly different. One was 5'6" and loved to drink. The other is this 6'3" teetotaler. Yes. One napped every afternoon, Bill. The other barely sleeps. One began his career by opposing tariffs. The other by introducing them. One was this great, soaring, compelling orator. The other a rather crude but very effective tweeter. One a lifelong politician. The other a billionaire businessman. But as soon as you look a little bit deeper, you find the two men are remarkably similar. Neither concealed their true self or conformed to expectations. Both were confident, loved their country, clear thinkers and plain speakers, alpha males. Both stared down their enemies. Both endured battles with the political establishment. And key to all of that also, Bill, is that both followed monumentally, astronomically weak predecessors.
Yes.
Churchill, of course, had Neville Chamberlain, who had the spine of a jellyfish, and Donald Trump was followed Barack Obama, who could be envious of the spine of a jellyfish. So that contrast, that juxtaposition, only served to magnify both men's leadership quality.
Yeah, they're absolutely remarkable. And the thing that was amazing that Churchill, as we know, just like Trump, was such a lightning rod, you know, for their time in history. And it wasn't like Churchill had 100% compliance. You know, he came in, he had a season, and then it was time for him to leave in much the same way as Margaret Thatcher came and went. And it's amazing to me that the British, how they so forgot what Churchill had done for them, or Margaret Thatcher and other, you know, prominent leaders in their history, in the same way in America. And I wonder if Trump will be the same way, is that because of the antithetical forces, the mainstream media, the swamp, if we in fact can, you know, definitely empty the swamp as he has declared. But what we're finding, Nick, is the corruption is so deep in our country that it is going to take lots of Donald Trumps, you know, in order to overcome this, don't you think?
Yes, I do. I do. But, you know, throughout history, Bill, there's always been a catalyst. There's always been a lightning rod, as you so eloquently put it, that kind of begins the process or makes people aware of what needs to happen. And I think very much so Donald Trump has served that role so far. And if he gets another 4 years, I think he's really going to be able to serve that role even more profoundly, mm-hmm. because that's what needs to happen. You know, both Churchill and Trump, they were hated by the media.
Exactly.
You know, in my new book, Trump and Churchill,
right.
We go and get actual quotes from British national newspapers in the 1930s, in the early 1940s. And I tell you what, Bill, if I didn't tell you that those quotes were about Winston Churchill, you would automatically...
Exactly.
Right. Care about Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's that chapter, Feared and Despised, right? That you write about. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, it's incredible because the language, the criticism, it's almost identical. Mm-hmm. Dangerous, doesn't take it seriously enough, downplaying the threat. I mean, all of that stuff. Doesn't listen to anybody, goes with his gut instinct. So these two men have this incredible, incredible similarity. And that's what I discovered in writing the book, Trump and Churchill, Defenders of Western Civilization, Bill. That the parallels between the times and the men are stunning and many.
Exactly. Well, you talk about patriotism as well. Both were driven for the love of their countries.
They were. Patriots. I mean,
yes.
Patriotism was at their core. I mean, they wanted to put their country first. Winston Churchill thought, I'm going to put the British people first. Donald Trump thought, I'm going to put the American people first. Now, Bill, at first blush, that doesn't look to be, you know, a terribly, you know, it's common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, an American leader is going to put America first. Of course, the British leader is going to put Britain first. But there has been this overarching, you know, fight this war on sovereignty, on sovereign nations, on borders that is common, this idea of a common humanity and all of that stuff. And these guys said, no, look, we're going to put our people first. We're going to do what's right for our people. We're going to look after our people first.
Mm-hmm.
And that is such an act of courage, such an act of patriotism, and that's why these two men are going to be remembered as the greatest defenders of Western civilization.
And as you pointed out earlier, whether it was Neville Chamberlain or, you know, before Churchill or Barack Obama, there was this leadership of acquiescence. And this had been something that had crept into the body politic, whether it was in England or here in the United States of America, you know, over decades. It was all so gentle and accepting, you know, to the point that when somebody comes with common sense, and says, no, hey, we're going to put America first. And they're going, wow, what a novel idea. I mean, it was like, you mean to tell me we haven't put America first? No, we haven't. And of course, then we're finding out now with everything that's been exposed with, you know, China and the CCP, the WHO, these globalist bodies, how America has been sold out even by its own politicians, people that you would think never in a million years. I mean, these are elected officials that have sold, you know, have sold the American people out.
They certainly have. They certainly have, and we're seeing the results of that still today, despite the president being in office now for 3.5 years. I mean, it's incredible, Bill. When I found out, like I think most Americans found out, that almost all of our drugs are made in China.
Yeah, exactly. That's crazy.
It's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, and this is, Nick, this is on the heels of the president a year and a half ago saying, it was like, wait a minute, all the steel, you know, we're not manufacturing steel anymore. I mean, he kind of knew this, but then he really looked at it in terms of the military landscape that was going on, going, wait a minute, we're going to look to our enemies to supply us steel when we need that steel here at home for military action and for strategic purposes. Are you kidding me? Let's open up the plants again, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And that's why, you know, one of the great ironies, that he also shared this in common with Churchill, Bill, is that, you know, one of the great ironies is that before this invisible enemy even broke out, the president had the right policies in place and the right vision in place that would precisely stop a pandemic like this happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is, and we kind of skip this, but in chapter one, you talk about the genius of both men. I mean, the media would like to present and position Trump as being some sort of bumbling idiot. He is far from that.
Very far from that. And as someone that's personally interacted with him on a couple of occasions, let me tell you, he is razor sharp and he could buy and sell that press briefing room 50 times over within a space of 5 minutes.
Well, Nick Adams, you are a blessing to our audience, and we thank you so much for coming on the show. Congratulations on the book, available at all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website. Trump and Churchill, Defenders of Western Civilization, an awesome read, and this is going to heighten your educational acumen, which is important. Thank you, Nick. Take care.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
We've all